Antagonistic release of biological agents is very difficult to recognize. Infectious diseases occur naturally, and natural outbreaks are caused for many different reasons. For example, the seasonal influenza, cholera in the wake of a natural disaster or of armed conflicts, or because of weather or climate changes. Further, exposure and infection happen unnoticed. It can take hours, days, or even weeks before disease symptoms develop. We call this the incubation period. And this period varies between pathogens, and it also varies between the infected individuals. This means that biological agents can be spread unnoticed to a larger population or a larger geographical area than only in the immediate vicinity to the original site of release. It can be spread by travelers, commercial trade, wind or water, for example. Infectious diseases have a phase where the patient is particularly contagious. Thus, patients can spread the disease to other individuals, for example by sneezing, by coughing, with their blood or with urine or feces. Especially dead bodies might be highly contagious with some diseases. Spores can survive in clothes or in dust and be spread this way. This secondary transmission can lead to large epidemics and create panic in fear of infection. It also means that rescue and medical personnel are particularly at risk. These complications require that the authorities have knowledge about naturally occurring outbreaks in a given area, even if endemic or rarely occurring. They need to know about potential sources for accidental release, for example, from vaccine production facilities, and they need to be aware of the odd disease outbreak, like uncommon diseases for the area, out-of-season influenza, or sudden rise in number of patients. Most infectious diseases are reported to the public health authorities in the case of human diseases, or in the case of animal and plant diseases, to other authorities responsible for agriculture, environment, or trade. Bioterrorism agents are relatively cheap and easy to produce if you have basic microbiological training. Dispersal of biological agents is often the bigger challenge. Dispersal of bacteria, spores, or virus particles by aerosol is the most efficient way to expose large groups of people, but it is also technically very demanding because very, very small aerosol droplets are needed if the B agent should reach deep down in the lungs. Since there are so many B agents with different features, perpetrators can choose the B agent that best fits their purposes. This does not necessarily need to be killing a lot of people, but they could just want to incapacitate large parts of the population and overwhelm the healthcare system, or they may want to destroy a harvest.